Could this be love? Is that it? I can't sing this. Let me go read. Love. I can't do more formally. Anyway, the name of this show is So What's Your Problem?
I like that's an eclectic musical choices. Yeah, from Alice in Chains to reggae.
We had reggae, we had Dean Martin, and the whole thing. All right, so I'm Stan Katz at Talk Radio 790 KBC. Get this down. We really have two terrific attorneys. If you have any estate, will, trust, probate issues, Sibel Grebe is GrebeProbateLaw.com, G-R-E-B-E, ProbateLaw.com. Call her up. She's wonderful. She'll help with your questions. She'll help you decide if you have a case, if it's worth pursuing. And the same thing with Robert Baer, B-A-R-E-Law.com, BaerLaw.com. Call Robert. Personal injury, family law, business situation. We had a gentleman call that wants to set up a business, and Robert can really help him get off in the right direction. All right, we're going to start off a little bit of a fun part of the show. We'll get back into the law a little bit, but let's really get to know our guests and see that they really are three-dimensional people. And I think I'm going to put Sibel on the spot first.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sibel has a great smile and looks like an attorney. She looks like she did a little something before. I'm not getting it. Okay. All right. You ready?
Sibel
Grebe.
Yes.
Best advice you've ever been given in your life?
The best advice I've ever been given in my life is actually, why don't you become a lawyer instead of just being a paralegal?
Okay. And you took it, you know.
And I took it and I ran with it.
Yeah. And that's it. You have a wonderful career and you have a lot of overhead and you're able to pay for it. And you're, yes. Well, that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
Robert Baer, best advice you've ever been given?
You know, I was really hyper competitive growing up and sort of sports and things like that. And then at some point in my early to mid 20s, somebody told me, you know,
chill out.
a version of that, but it was winning and losing is not important. What's important is getting what you want. And it made me sort of think that you can achieve your goals without necessarily having to cut other people's throats to do it.
So. You know, it's funny you say that. For some reason, I find myself, like mostly this past year, and maybe it happened with a friend or an ex-girlfriend, and I use the expression, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. So in this case, with a girlfriend, you know, we were in a relationship. It wasn't going so great, but we really liked each other as friends. We liked to do things together in movies or theater. So again, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, meaning you don't have to have the whole thing. The friendship part is nice. So let's hold on to that. And the other one I grew up with a long time ago was no fear, no guilt, meaning it doesn't mean you jump off the Empire State Building. It means go about your business, you know, without being afraid of being who you are, and then don't feel guilty about who you are. You know, kind of simple. Okay, we'll start. Robert, is there anything I think we know this is an easy answer for attorneys. What would you tell your 18-year-old self?
Oh, man. I would have planned for my future a little bit more than I was doing at 18.
Yeah, right.
When you're at 18, you're thinking maybe 6 months down the line at most. And if I could tell myself anything, it'd be think 5 to 10 years down the line.
Right, but I don't think it hurt you being creative with creating those games and everything that you
do. No, and sometimes you have to go through that process of getting what you want to realize you don't actually want it anymore.
Right.
But it would have been nicer if I could have just had a little more perspective, long-term perspective.
Okay, great answer. And I think there's no right answers here. There's no wrong answers. And Sibel, I think I know what your answer is going to be.
Yeah, just keep on trucking.
Be a lawyer. 18-year-old self.
I'm not sure at 18 I thought about being a lawyer.
Was there something else you thought of?
What I was thinking, you need to come back to the United States since I had come from Germany. And this is the place to be. I want to be an American. And I have an opportunity that I wouldn't have going back to Germany.
Right.
So that was very exciting.
Well, you've certainly flourished. When I was looking at you, I say, were you ever interested in do something with the arts?
That's interesting because
I'm vibing something.
Yeah, I love the arts. I love my office. I go to the Cancer Society and buy paintings.
Oh, that's
or to the Goodwill, and I just like to change things around. And and I want to, because I spend so much time at work, I like things comfy and attractive.
Creature comforts, right.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say this, that I literally have had approximately 150 attorneys on this show in 4 years. And the attorneys, everybody's just really nice people, wonderful, and really care. Not all. But the joke is when I say to the attorneys, I go, I don't get it. You're such nice, fine, caring people. Why do attorneys get such a bad rap? There's so many attorney jokes. And the answer was, because we don't charge you. No, for personal injuries, you know. Anyway, okay, let's moving forward. Sabelle, if you had an opportunity, past, present, or future, who would you like to meet? Have a lunch with, a drink?
Wow, what a question. The person I would have wanted to met,
that's fine.
Past would have been Leonard Cohen.
Oh, wow.
His music.
Leonard Cohen is my guy, yeah.
Oh, well, so.
And then he came at Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he's brilliant.
He's brilliant.
A brilliant man, yeah.
And he must have had a very exciting life.
And fascinating.
And difficult and fascinating. And
yeah, his songs are kind of biographical.
Yeah.
And his son's on the scene. He's an artist. I don't know if he sings.
Okay. That's news to me, but I will check into that a little bit.
That's a question. Yeah. You know, and I'm a very big Bob Dylan fan. As my kids, the thing I'm most proud of my kids, I'll say this fast, son went to Harvard and Stanford, daughter Northwestern, TV producer, son's an executive. If you ask them, who's your favorite artist?
Yeah.
Bob Dylan.
Wow.
They grew up on it. I mean, I used to read his songs to them as poetry. Okay, Robert Baer, same question.
I think in terms of contemporary people, probably Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of the Hamilton Broadway show.
You have a creative side.
Yeah, I do.
Boy, is that guy a genius. Yeah.
You know, and people who are that successful in different areas of the arts, you just wonder how their brain works. It'd be fun to have a dinner with him and just ask him about that for a while.
Yeah, and you know what? Really, the people that I envy in life are those that can do I'm impressed with something that I could do that is so out of the realm, so not germane to me. It's like you're creating those games and everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's great, though, with Leonard Cohen. So you still listen to him?
I do, yeah. At least twice a week in the mornings.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. I had a girlfriend, Suzanne. Great song.
Yeah, wonderful song.
Suzanne takes you down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just cool, and you know, a singer and a poet.
I like Roxanne too by Sting. Since you're saying that,
another great song.
That's another great song. Yeah.
Well, I learned, and I learned it from my dad. Listen to the words of songs.
Yeah.
Right. Even if it's something, maybe the melody is not cat, but really try to. So a lot of times now, you could Google or on YouTube, it says with lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Like the song "Sway," we open up the show. The lyrics are just kind of really cool, sultry, sexy. Okay, moving along. What is the most important quality you seek in a friend? This is like the dating game.
Right? I'm going to defer to Sabelle.
Trust. I want to trust the friend.
I want to trust a friend, and I want to have a friend who is fun, laughs a lot.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But the trust issue is probably...
Yeah. And I think for me, I need a friend that like gets me. The same thing with a woman, you know, if I'm in a relationship with somebody and you could hang out with, because like you don't have to explain your personality or if you do something wrong, they trust you. Robert?
Yeah, you know, I hate to repeat the answer, but you get to a certain point in your life, if you've ever been betrayed, you learn real fast how important trust is. So I think that's probably the easiest.
See, unfortunately, that's when you do learn. And that's the same thing in life.
And we both deal with situations in family law and in trust administration, probate, conservatorships.
Yeah.
So we hear it all the time.
We're told we have 2 minutes left. Is there a place that you would like to travel to in the near future?
I've been speaking in Berlin in 2012, I think, and 16 on conservatorships.
Oh, very cool.
And so all these attorneys come together from all over the world.
Okay.
And it's pretty fascinating. But now I'm more like, let me have just
a vacation.
Vacation yeah. times.
Okay.
So I would like to go back to Germany in September and just do a little bit fun stuff that I never did before. Maybe go right. one day to the Oktoberfest and then go to Paris and take
a vacation.
Vacation and take a Viking cruise to Prague.
All right, that's I have to what, say this
that's,
fast.
That's it.
Last summer, took a Viking cruise just in France on the Seine.
Yes.
It may be the best trip. You know, I went with my girlfriend. Find people, and you're traveling all over, and it's wonderful. We got 1 minute left. Anywhere you want to travel to, Robert Bear.
Yeah, I've always had this weird fascination with Nepal.
And,
and we live in this megalopolis of Los Angeles, so there's just something very exotic and attractive about being far away.
Look at Mount Everest or climb it.
if I could make it to the base camp, that would be good enough for me.
No, that's what they say. All right, this has been a fantastic show. It really ran by. I think our guests will agree as well, because when you're on So What's Your Problem, you could talk for 4 more hours, but we can't. So closing out, thanks for listening. We love our listeners. Come back next week. Stan Katzer, Talk Radio 790 KABC, and get this down, GrebeProbateLaw.com, all your estate needs. GREBE, GrebeProbateLaw.com, and BareLaw.com, BareLaw.com. And if you go to his office, he won't be bare. Oh, that's boring.
I look forward to your show next week.
That was a little stupid, but sorry. All right, come back next week and make sure you catch our folks on their podcast on KBC.com.
And thanks. Thank you, Stan.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank you very much.
That was great.
Sibel, and thank you, Robert.